Welcome, my name is Sarah Grove with Raw Food Magazine, and today I have an awesome guest that many of you may have already heard of. In my mind, she is one of the first people that I read about and heard about that was kind of bringing raw food into the mainstream. Alyssa Cohen has authored several books about raw food, including Living on Live Food and her more recent Raw Food for Everyone. And she also teaches chef certification classes and teaches other people to become raw food professionals. And I mean, she's been featured all over the place on the Today Show and the Tyra Banks Show. You've been a guest on Celebrity Fit Club and all over. So we're so excited to have Alyssa Cohen with us today. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Before we jump right in, I mean, I definitely recognize you as someone who's done amazing work in bringing knowledge of raw food and kind of simplifying it and bringing it to the everyday person. You've been eating this way and teaching raw food since 1986. So if you could give us a little background, like how did you first get into raw food?
Sure. I actually got into raw food. I went vegetarian when I was 16, and so I was always into health. I was working out a lot. I became a bodybuilder in my late teens, and I worked in a health food store. And there was a woman who was friends with the owner who had a three-year-old daughter who was 100% raw. And that was the first time I'd ever really heard about raw food exclusively. So I started trying to find information on it, and there was really nothing at that time. I mean, there was no internet and there were no books or anything like that. So I really just learned from this woman and her daughter, and I started eating as much raw food as possible. So I would do a lot of salads. I would do all like almonds and dates one day, and you know, I didn't really know what I was doing. So I would go off and on. But when I ate mostly raw food, I realized I felt a lot better. And I noticed that my backaches, my headaches, things like that were disappearing. And when I would go off of raw food and start eating cooked food again, I would feel like my energy would just bottom out. So I really, again, I didn't know what I was doing. There wasn't that much information out there, but there was Ann Wigmore's book, Recipes for a Longer Life, which is a kind of it's a really old book with recipes in it. And right. I started making some of those recipes and got some of the real old books that were available and started experimenting. So I went off and on for years. I mean, I would do raw for a week and then go off of it. I would do raw for a month and then go out to eat with friends. I noticed that when I was doing raw, I just felt better. I looked better. My energy levels were incredible. Any ailments that I had were healing. But I really thought, I never thought who could, you know, that I could really live this way.
When did that change from becoming an experiment to, you know, experience yourself different ways to like, okay, I'm really doing this?
Yeah, well, I went off and on for a couple of years, and when it really changed was when I just noticed that every time I ate cooked food, and I started eating more and more of it, I would just feel really sick and tired and not good. And I woke up one day and my back was aching. I had found out I had fibromyalgia and all kinds of other stuff. And I just thought, this is crazy. What am I doing? Why am I doing this? I know when I eat raw food, I feel so much better. So it was almost like I just had this revelation that because I thought, well, like, I'm not going to be able to go out eat. I'm not going to have a social life. I'm not going to be able to do, like, who would do this? Who would eat raw all the time?
Right. And especially at that time when you couldn't find, right. You didn't really have a community around you that maybe supported that.
Yeah, I had no one. And I was young at the time. I mean, right. I wanted my social life. And so, but I woke up one morning thinking, this is ridiculous. I can't live like this. Other people may be able to eat cooked food and drink and do, you know, whatever and abuse their bodies, and feel okay, but I can't. And if my friends don't like it, if nobody supports me, oh well, you know, this is what I have to do to feel good. Because the difference, it wasn't subtle. It was so drastic. When I did eat raw food, how good I felt. It was incredible.
Well, can you dive into that a little more specifically? Mm-hmm. Maybe like what did you notice versus like how did you feel on cooked food versus when did you notice the difference?
Well, I noticed, within like a day or two of eating raw food, I would feel not just physically better, like aches and pains would go away, but mentally I would feel happier. I would feel more energetic. I felt more positive. I felt like this veil had been lifted from my eyes, that I felt happier and free and more positive. And it was just such a noticeable difference. And as soon as I ate, if I ate raw food for a few days or a couple of weeks or a month, as soon as I would eat some cooked food, I would immediately feel like all of a sudden I wanted to take a nap. And I would start to feel, if I continued to eat cooked food, I would start to feel grumpy and, you know, just not as happy. And my energy, I just didn't feel alive. So it was a lot of mental as well as physical. So I just decided one day, I thought, what am I doing? I know, you know, it's funny looking back because I didn't know I could heal myself or anything like that. But I just thought, if I feel better doing this, why am I not doing it? And if the people around me don't support me, then they must not really love me. So
what did your family and your friends think at that point when you were eating more and more raw food?
Well, it's funny. I called my two best friends and I said, I'm not eating cooked food anymore. And this is what we're doing. And I'm crazy. but I said, come over for, you know, I'll make dinner, you know, that weekend. And they came over and I made a huge spread. And one of my friends who was a little older than me, he went vegetarian in the 70s and he would drive into the city to get his carrots. So he was, you know, into health and he got it. And my other friend was 100 pounds overweight. She had gained a lot of weight. And I said, I'll make you this food for 2 weeks. I want you to see how this feels. And I'll make everything for you. Just eat this way. And she lost like 16 pounds in 2 weeks.
Wow. How old were you at this time?
I was like in my young 20s.
Yeah. And so even then you were like, this is working for me. And you went out and helped your friend.
Yeah. And I was at the time I was a personal trainer and I was doing life coaching with people. I didn't call it that, but I had a business called Holistic Fitness and I opened a health food store when I was 22. So I was always into health.
Right.
But, you know, being a vegetarian or even vegan sometimes isn't always the healthiest. I mean, you could still make poor food choices. Mm-hmm. So when I ate this way, what I noticed too, when I would turn my clients onto raw food, it was literally, I tell people, it doesn't take years or months or even weeks to notice a difference. It's literally within days. Mm-hmm. People would completely change right in front of my eyes, physically and mentally. So I knew there was something about this, that it was like the fountain of youth.
Right. How did your friend react? Like when she lost 16 pounds, I bet she felt...
Oh, she flipped out. Yeah, and she's actually in my first book, Living on Live Food. She had lost over 100 pounds.
Wow.
And you could see the before and after. Yeah, it was incredible. And it was super quick. It was like within months, really, she did it. And she was eating. She called me and said, I'm eating so much food. I mean, you're making me carrot cake and chocolate cake and meals. And I said, I know, just eat everything. So, yeah, it's pretty incredible. And that's, you know, when I started to heal myself and then work with other people and I saw the changes, I thought, how can I not? There's no way I can't do this and can't share this with people.
Right. It's like, how can you keep the secret to yourself?
So then in
your kind of health coaching business, is this something then you started recommending more and more?
I did. I just, you know, I've always been the type of person where I don't preach to people. I just kind of get excited about stuff. I mean, I'm a really like, I dive in and I'm a really all or nothing person. And I would just talk about it with people and I would say how incredible I felt. And they saw how much energy I had and how I looked and how I felt. So they said, oh my God, I'd love to try that. And I would say, okay, let me make, you know, at that time, I think for a year or two, I was making food for people and, which makes it obviously a lot easier for people.
Right.
But again, within days, they would see a difference. So
that is so beautiful. And then, so obviously this has been central to kind of your life and your career then for the last, 10, 20 years?
It has. Yeah. Yeah.
And so let me ask you this. So you've worked with so many people that are beginners and new to this whole thing. So when you had people come to you that were struggling with their weights or their energy, what did you tell them was the first step? Did you say just eat all raw food or eat this? Or what would you recommend to someone who wants to make a change? Go all in?
Well, that's the type of person I am. So I do tell people to go all in, but I'll tell you why. There's a few reasons. And some people do better with just starting off slowly and adding more raw food to their diet. So if that's the type of person you are, that's great. My problem with that is that sometimes you go so slow that you get bored with it or you don't see the results. So then you go off of it and you think, well, it didn't really do much for me. So what I tell people to do, like in my first book, I tell people to take the 30-day challenge. And that's going raw for 30 days, 100% raw. And at the end of 30 days, you see such a drastic change in your health, in your mental well-being, that it's really shocking to most people. And you can really see the difference. So then if and when you do start eating cooked food, you can kind of judge how much of a drastic change there was. So sometimes when you go too slow, you just never kind of, you never get there and you never see the results.
And those results, those fairly quick, you know, instant almost results, then will fuel your motivation to keep doing it.
Right. That's the thing. If you go too slow, you get bored and then you fall off and it's not a serious commitment. So it's, you know, does everyone have to be 100% raw? No. But I just tell people to do that because of the reason you just said.
Right. I love that. It's kind of a way to reboot, reset your system. And after 30 days, you can tell how then different foods affect you when you're reintroducing them.
Right, right.
You talked a little bit earlier about some of your fears when you first started doing this, like, oh, I'm not going to be able to go out to eat. Like, everyone's going to think I'm a wacko. Like, it's going to be hard. What are some of the most common barriers you see for people that maybe they want to jump in and do a couple weeks raw, do your 30-day challenge, you know, just go for it, but they're holding back? Like, what are some of those most common things that stop people?
I think the biggest thing is that it's going to take a lot of time and that it's, you're going to have to be in the kitchen every day. And I just tell people to keep this really simple. I mean, it's great to make gourmet raw food, and now there's a lot of recipes on the internet and a lot of people doing it, and the food is beautiful and really gourmet, and but I don't even make that stuff for myself. I mean, you have to keep it simple and easy, otherwise you're not going to do it or stay on it.
What does your daily routine like? What would be your typical breakfast, morning routine? What do you eat during a normal day?
It's so funny when people ask me that because it changes drastically every day. But I mean, most of the time I do a smoothie in the morning. So I do, like this morning, I'm trying to think what I had today. I did coconut water, a banana, chlorella, some other stuff like a mushroom powder, and some aloe juice. So that was my breakfast.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. The coconut and banana chlorella are my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, such a good combo. And smoothies are so easy in the morning. It is.
They are.
That, I love that. I mean, I'm not a very routine person. They always talk about how powerful routines are, and I do believe in the power of habit, but I also know that I am not a very consistent person. I eat whatever I feel like.
I go through periods where I'll eat the same thing for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and then I OD on it and I have to switch it up.
Right.
But if you do that, or if you add greens, like sometimes I'll take dandelion root and Swiss chard and collards, and I throw them all in the blender together, and that's going to give you so many greens that, you know, most people don't eat in a week or even in a month.
Raw foods, if we're being totally honest, it can be so simple and easy. And I always think, like, what could be faster than raw food? You pick up an apple or a pear and bam, right. You know. But for the people that you've worked with along the way, what do you think is the hardest part? Like, is it just getting started and deciding to go? Is it after you've done it for a few days or a week and you're craving cooked foods, or what's been the hardest part for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little of everything. It depends what type of person you are. Again, if you feel like you have to put, you know, I also tell people, in my book, it's a learning curve. So if this is totally new to you and you don't teach yourself how to make stuff, so if you just think, okay, I'm going to make smoothies and salads, and then after a week you're starving and you need something crunchy, or you need something creamy and warm, or something sweet, then you go into the kitchen when you're starving and you don't know how to make any of the food, and you think, oh, I don't have anything, I'm not prepared, then you're going to run out to the supermarket and get junky food. So it's, I always say there's a learning curve. Teach yourself how to do it. Make a bunch of the recipes, learn how to do it, and then you can keep it simple. But then when you're starving or you want, just are craving something, you can go into the kitchen and you have the dates and the walnuts and the raisins, and you can whip up the date nut tort, and you know how to do it, because at that point you're not going to say, okay, let me open a book and teach myself.
Right. So, you're like, I'm hungry, I want a treat.
Yeah. And, you know, so being at that and being prepared, having stuff in your house, because a lot of times what I see people do is when they go raw, and I say this in my book, go and clear out your cabinets, but people go through their kitchen and get rid of everything, and then they don't have anything in their cabinets. They don't have, you know, people usually have stuff in their cabinets, in their refrigerator, on the counter, and you really need to be prepared. So have nuts and seeds, and then have jars of dried fruit, and, you know, have stuff that keeps. I mean, of course, the produce you have to go shopping for every few days. But if you don't have the other stuff, you're not going to be prepared.
Yeah, you have to have that on hand. Otherwise, it's always going to be easier to grab something else that doesn't make you feel great.
Yeah.
Continuing to dive into kind of this world of just going for it and going raw. So many people try to turn to raw food, and especially in the beginning of the year, because they're hoping to lose weight. And another big motivator is the energy. What are kind of the results people can usually expect to see and experience when they start eating a lot of raw food?
Pretty amazing. I mean, most people will lose weight right away within the first week. And you can, it really depends on how much weight you have to lose, but the first couple of weeks you usually lose a lot. So the first week you can lose 5 pounds. I mean, more if you have a lot of weight to lose. You know, it totally depends, but weight just tends to melt off you when you go raw, because it's really like a detox. I mean, you're, you know, people always say to me, well, what is it about raw food, that the food that you're eating? And of course, it's about the acid alkaline balance and the enzymes, but it's more, I always say, it's more about the food you're not eating. So when you go raw, you're eliminating the processed foods, the heavy cooked dense foods, the meat, the dairy, the, you know, all that stuff. So it's more about what you're not eating that allows your body to then become self-healing.
Right. When you're not introducing new toxins, your body can actually focus on releasing the ones it's already keeping for you.
Right.
That is really wonderful. And so what other types of things? I know one of the things that you tell people is how kind of clean and endless your energy is. Is that another thing that people will start feeling right away?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had people go raw, and I remember a long time ago, I was working with this guy who had a really intense job, and he said, I just have no energy. I mean, if I'm not in bed by 10 o'clock, you know, I wake up at 6 and I'm exhausted all the time. And he went raw, and after, it was really after like 4 or 5 days, he called me and said, I have to stay up till like 11, 12 o'clock because I have so much energy. I'm just up at 3 in the morning. So it's like, really, the energy is one of the first things people notice.
That is so awesome. Isn't that what everybody's always wanting? And people always think they need more time. And a lot of times if we have more energy, we can just do more with the time we do have. What about, so I know a very common theme with people that go raw, and I think it depends largely on what your lifestyle looks like before you make that change, but the detoxification period, and people hear a lot about detox symptoms and how they're going to feel sick and they're going to break out, and these things are going to happen during that cleaning process that can really terrify people. Is that fairly common, or what's been your experience with that?
Yeah, you know, I love this question. Everyone always asks me that in my trainings, because, and I'll say, you know, it really depends. And they'll say, no, I know, but really what normally happens in a detox? And I'll say, I know, but it depends. And they'll say, I know, but normally how long does it last? So it's a funny, you know, everyone wants the answer to that question. It really depends on your, like you said, your lifestyle beforehand. What I have found is that most people do not detox severely. I mean, most of the time it's just like a little headache or, you know, you break out a little. It's not like a big, huge detox. So it does depend. Like for, I found one of the worst things that people detox from is coffee more than, you know, meat or chicken or fish. So you're going to get a headache for a few days or, you know, be grumpy. I mean, some people will get a stomach ache or, you know, but not most people don't detox that severely. So it's not something you have to be afraid of. And it's really, it's a good thing. You want that to happen because, as you know, it's just your body clearing out. And the other thing is it doesn't always happen right away. So it's funny, people think that it's right when you go raw, it's going to happen. But a lot of times, especially if you have a lot of weight to lose, sometimes if you're working with an overweight person, then you think they're going to detox right away. But sometimes it doesn't happen until a month or 2 or 3 months down the road because toxins are stuck in your fat cells. So a lot of times you have to lose some of the fat cells first, and then your body begins to detox. So it can also happen at any time. It doesn't mean like the first week you go raw, you're going to automatically detox. So it's really so individual.
Right. And not something to be terrified about.
No, not at all. And you want that to happen. It's just your body clearing out. And I always say to people, imagine if you're going through this detox, what the food and the stuff you've put into your body, how toxic that is if your body has to detox from it. You want to get that out.
Shifting gears a little bit, the food, you know, I think most people at this point kind of know what raw food is. Mm-hmm. But there's also this emotional component where food can be so emotional for people, and they have kind of attachments to certain foods or certain meals or their morning cup of coffee. Is there something that tends to happen emotionally to people or when they do a raw food cleanse?
The physical stuff obviously is, you know, the weight loss and the healing of ailments. But yeah, the emotional stuff is huge. And I do talk to people about that because, you know, some people will, their whole life will change. They'll quit their jobs and leave their spouses. But that happens, and I explain this in my certification courses. It happens because when one part of your life, if you're resonating at a certain level with your life, which you are if you're living it. So, you know, the job you have, the friends you have, the food you eat, the things you do that because you have the environment to support that. When you change that and you start to go raw and you start to eat healthy, whole foods that are vibrating full of life, living energy, your resonance starts to change. So what happens is when you start to feel better, all of the stuff that's not working in your life, whether it's a marriage or work or you're doing something, you know, your friends, that certain friends you don't want to be around who are negative, that starts to become even more apparent. And the disconnect, you know, you can see it more. So I kind of do this whole thing with my hands and I show like how, but I can't do that now. So I'm trying to explain it, but that becomes more apparent when something's not working. And when you start to feel good, when you start, it's kind of the same thing as when I used to work with people and they would lose like 100 pounds, 150 pounds, I would say to them, your whole life is going to change. You can't have the environment that you had before that supports your current lifestyle and then lose 100 pounds and expect everything else to stay the same. People are going to react different to you. Your friends are going to say, well, why aren't you coming out for a pizza and beer with us? You know, you can't do the same and stay the same as you were. People stop drinking, they have to change their friends, they have to change your environment. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with raw food. When you start to feel good and, you know, you start to feel good emotionally and physically, then everything around you has to change. So that really does, you know, that does happen in people's lives. That's why you hear a lot of people going raw and their life completely changes. It really works on the emotional level.
And that's such a beautiful opportunity. I mean, it might be intimidating for some people, but the opportunity to really take the reins on one part of your life and have it kind of have this rippling effect that kind of uplevels your whole world is a pretty beautiful thing. With certain foods or certain, like for instance, with a cup of coffee, I know a caffeine addiction can be so difficult to break. I've heard, and I mean, this used to be me too, but I was just recently talking to a family member who said it again, so I had to laugh because I remembered feeling that same way. He was like, it's not about the coffee. It's about that relationship I have with it, of sitting with that warm beverage in the morning over my newspaper. And for him, it was this whole ritual that he doesn't want to leave behind.
Yeah, then that's what I was going to say. It's more about the ritual sometime of doing it. So if that's the case, you know, you can substitute tea and other stuff like that. But there are substitutes for coffee. I mean, I would say that people, you know, just do baby steps if they need to. There's, you know, coffee substitutes, which are like herbal. I do tend to have people go 100%. I just have them go cold turkey with certain things. I don't always believe in just like weaning people off stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of my way, because I think it's pretty easy to break a habit when you, you know, if you go cold turkey, and after a few days with raw food, you just start to feel so good. Right. And after a few days, you know, you'll start to feel better. And then after a week, you'll have more energy than you've ever had in your life. But if it's about the ritual, then yeah, just replacing it with something else like tea, things like that. And, you know, when people, I think, you know, sometimes when people want to go raw or they want to break a habit, it's like this, you know, sometimes there's really no substitute for just, I kind of work with them more around the mindset of it. Like, what is it that, you know, what do you really want out of your life? And what changes do you feel, you know, what are you willing to let go of to get the future that you desire? And it's more about that kind of stuff than it is, you know, whether it's a ritual or they feel like they need the coffee or they feel like they need some crutch. I mean, it's usually always, I work with people around whether it's like their childhood stuff or,
right,
you know, emotional or whatever it is, because that's usually, if you can find the attachment, then it's easy to let it go.
Mm-hmm. Getting down to the root of why they're holding on to so tightly to things that don't actually serve them.
Right.
Say someone doesn't intend to ever go fully raw.
Uh-huh.
Would you still recommend they have an experience like going raw for anywhere from a week or two to 30 days?
I do. And that's, you know, people say, I have no desire to be raw the rest of my life. I say, yeah, that's fine. Just do the 30 days, because again, then you can see
mm-hmm.
what a drastic change and what it's going to do for you and how amazing you feel. And then a lot of times people will do the 30 days and then they'll go back to eating cooked dinners, or they'll stay raw during the week and eat cooked on the weekends. But they know that, wow, this really does work. And this has created a huge change in my life, or they drop bad habits. You know, my mother, who is, she's 85 now, but in her 70s, she went raw, and she went back to eating cooked food, but she still does her smoothies in the morning, her green smoothies in the morning. She had given up coffee that she drank for, you know, 50 years. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. To just go for it and do that experience and see what happens after. Love that. So people don't need to be afraid, even if they don't intend to do it forever, long term. Like, why not just experience themselves? And I remember you saying at the beginning that kind of you teeter-tottered for even a couple years, where you would eat raw for a week or a month and then not, and you kind of always realized you felt better when you were eating raw. And I think a lot of us do this, where we know something feels good to us and we still choose not to do it.
Right.
So what made that final change? Like, at what point were you like, okay, enough, like, I know what feels best to me, I'm sticking with it?
I think I really didn't feel good. I remember trying to get out of bed in the morning and my back hurt so bad. And I had eaten cooked food, you know, for a couple of days or something. And I thought, wow, this is really wild. I mean, I was not in any pain last week when I was raw for a few weeks. And it was just, you know, it's that old saying, when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I just had this revelation, like, what am I can continue this process for the next, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years of going back and forth. But why am I doing this? Because it's not the norm to go raw, because I don't know anybody else who's done it. So what? I know I feel better doing it. So why am I not doing it? And for me, my thing in life has always been to search for the truth. And the truth for me was I knew there was something about going raw that was, like I said, the fountain of youth. I knew it was the truth and how to really heal myself and feel better. So it was just time.
Since you've been in this game for so long, have you noticed some pretty significant changes just even in the environment and socially and culturally? I mean, I know there's obviously way more raw food restaurants and like it's much more talked about now. Do you think it's an easier environment now for people to find support than it was, you know, in the 80s?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even a few years, well, like even 5 years ago, when I would talk about raw food, people would look at me like I was crazy. So, you know, nobody knew what the raw food diet was. So, I mean, that's changed a lot. There's so much more press about it. I mean, there's books out. Celebrities are doing it and restaurants. And so, yeah, it's made it a lot easier.
It doesn't seem like such a wacky thing to do anymore.
Right. And, you know, besides going raw, I mean, juicing and just all kinds of stuff. Now people are knowing. It's funny because, well, like on Dr. Oz, he'll have things about, you know, health and juicing or detoxing and all this stuff. And I laugh because I think, you know, people knew this stuff 20, 30, you know, a lot longer than that, a long time ago. But now, you know, it's being promoted as the new thing. It's not really the new thing. You know, people are just more open to it now, I think. So
right. Yeah, when you kind of think about it, it's kind of one of the oldest ways of eating in human history. But that is interesting. And I love how you say that, how kind of you find your own motivating factor, you find your own point where you're like, no more, I know what I need to do. And starting out with that immersion experience can be super powerful, because it does. I mean, I know I've done this, and sometimes I recommend this to people. It's like every time I start feeling like I'm missing out on something by eating raw food, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna eat whatever it is I think I'm missing and see how I feel after, because it always kind of reconfirms like, oh yeah, I'm not missing out actually.
Yeah.
I remember that now. Before we wrap it up, I'd love to know just some little fun things, but just what some of your favorite recipes are that get you excited to eat raw food.
Sure. I mean, it changes, but I keep, you know, I make really simple things. Like today after my smoothie for lunch, I had, I take a nori roll, a nori sheet, and I put apples and avocados and honey in it. I do use honey. You can use agave or something. I don't use agave anymore, but, and I roll it up. I put lettuce in it and then I roll it up, and it's a really good
sandwich.
Yeah, it's really, really good. So I still make my mock salmon all the time. That's one of my favorite recipes. That's in my first book, and it's the easiest recipe. It's walnuts, red bell pepper, celery, scallion, and sea salt. It's so easy, and you can put it on top of a salad. You can roll it up in nori rolls. You can put it in lettuce leaves and roll it up. It makes a really pretty hors d'oeuvre, and it's so good.
That sounds awesome. I'm gonna have to do that.
It's really, really good. And then the desserts, I mean, I even the desserts I keep really simple. I make my date nut tort. I've been making that for like 30 years and it's raisins, walnuts, and dates and lemon juice, and it's so good. It's so quick. I mean, I've taken that to parties and people love it. They don't even know it's raw. So, you know, again, you just got to keep it really simple. I mean, I'll make more extravagant things like cheesecakes and things like that if I have company or if I'm bringing, you know, something to someone's house. But for me, I just keep it super simple.
If you had to summarize your advice and your experience working with people, do you have any kind of your top three tips that you would tell someone before they do a raw immersion experience or a cleanse?
Before they do it?
Well, let's split it up. Let's say your top piece of advice to prepare them for the experience, and then what would you would tell them to keep them motivated to finish it out?
I would tell them that kind of what we talked about, you mentally. because I think people go into this, into eating raw or doing a juice cleanse, thinking it's just physical. And for some people it can be, but usually it does clear out a lot of the stuff that people are, can be suppressing. So, you know, I say to people, it can be similar to how people use alcohol or drugs. I mean, food is the same thing. You know, we use food to stuff down our emotions. So a lot of times when people go on a raw food diet or they do a juice cleanse, they're not stuffing down their emotions with food. A lot of stuff can come up and it can get kind of emotional. But if you can sit with that and let that happen, that's when people, and you know, even a regular diet, even if they're not going on a raw food diet, that happens. It's people use food to suppress and stuff down things. And if you can allow that stuff to come up and start to heal, that's when you can release the weight and really, you know, let yourself be healed. So I would say don't be afraid of that stuff coming up when you're doing a juice cleanse or raw food. You know, it is a cleanse, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally and spiritually as well.
And is there anything that someone else may have told you in your past or that you've read or some kind of mantra that you've held on to that's kind of kept your eye on the prize during moments of resistance or doubt or fear?
You know, I can't think of something somebody else has told me, but the work that my background is in spiritual stuff. I was a polarity therapist when I was 20 years old, and that's kind of my background, is working with people on the spiritual and emotional level. And that's what my new site's going to be more about as well, because I do my 4-day teacher training for raw food, but I add a lot of that in. And what I tell people is that you either know what you want, but you don't know how to get it, or you don't know what you want. And that's really what I'm good at helping people with. Huh. And, you know, for me, I've just always, when I've, you know, in the past, when I've wanted to go off raw food, or when I want to, you know, when you just feel like, okay, I know, like you said before, I know what I should be doing, but why am I not doing it? There's a few techniques I use. Like, one is I just ask myself, you know, what is it that I truly want? And how am I going to get there? But also, what is my future self look like? And I can, you know, you can sit for a few minutes and just, it doesn't have to be a whole long meditation. You can just literally sit and close your eyes and see that future self that you want. And it kind of brings you back into clarity about what it is that, you know, why you're living your life now, because what you do now affects, you know, what happens in the future in every moment. So
I love that. Getting in touch with what you actually truly want.
Yeah.
Can change a lot.
Yeah. And not that we don't know that, but if we're not conscious of it, we have a million thoughts running through our head at every moment. And if we're running, you know, whether it's to work or to the gym or with your kids or whatever you're doing during the day, if you don't sit for a moment and quiet your mind and tap in to what you really want, then you can kind of be persuaded to do what other people want or what you think you should be doing, or you just go on like remote control and you're not really thinking about it or tapping in to that feeling of what it is that you really want to create in your life and staying connected to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, daily revisiting that.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, yeah. Alyssa, tell us where people can go, where we can go to find out more about you and all the beautiful work that you're doing.
Sure. You can go to alyssacohen.com, and it's alyssacohen.com. And I'm putting up a new website. It should be up the beginning of January. And I'm going to be doing, normally people have to travel to me to do my 4-day classes, which I have another one coming up in September of 2016. But I'm going to be doing a lot of online courses. And the first one is going to be called Go Raw, Stay Raw. And it's a 4-week guide, and there's 2 videos a week. And the second online course is going to be called Consciously Creating Success. So there's going to be a lot of different courses and things like that on there. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I love that. I'm so excited. I'm excited to keep in touch and see how all of those things are developing. That's so exciting. It makes it so accessible to people all over the world.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited about that because I usually have, like I said, people fly in from all over, but this is great because then you can work with me online.
I love that. Well, Alyssa, thank you so much for joining us today. Yeah. And as always, you're just a bright light. And I love how accessible you make raw food and that it's a real way of eating and living and can totally change not just your physical body and helping you lose weight, but kind of impacts all aspects of your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we will send people over to alyssacohen.com and stay tuned to see some of your new courses as they develop. And if you guys haven't already checked out either Living on Live Food or Raw Food for Everyone, two of Alyssa Cohen's books about raw food, I highly recommend you do that. They are awesome and filled with very, very simple, easy to make, and super delicious raw food recipes.
Thank you so much, Sarah.